Here we go. We're going to look into the Divine Office this morning, and hopefully we can enjoy praying this beautiful scriptural prayer of the Church together on this Sunday morning. I think that it is best to start out with the Office of Morning Prayer and the Invitatory, of course. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is he who set it on the seas, on the waters he made it firm. Come worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. He shall receive blessings from the Lord, and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek him, seek the face of the God of Jacob. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let him enter, the King of glory. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Who is he, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies, he is the King of glory. Come, worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord, for we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Alleluia. Lo, night is waning. Darkness now surrenders. Light, dawn fresh and golden, glows with light and splendor. With every effort, let us together beg the Almighty that God may show us mercy and compassion, drive away anguish, grant to us salvation. Then he may give us, as a loving Father, heaven's high kingdom. Grant this, we ask you, Godhead ever blessed, equal and holy, Father, Son, and Spirit, through all creation, age to age, re-echoes your wondrous glory. Amen. Now the Psalms of Morning Prayer begin with, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 118, the song of joy for salvation. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Let the sons of Israel say, His love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, His love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, His love endures forever. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. I was hard-pressed and was failing, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die. Open to me the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. This is the Lord's own gate, where the just may enter. I will thank you, for you have answered, and you are my Savior. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Go forward in procession with branches, even to the altar. You are my God. I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, we thank you for granting our prayers if they are indeed good for us. We thank you for wanting to grant our prayers even if they're not good for us. We thank you for your grace in wanting to give us good things always, no matter what. Grant us salvation so that we can rely on you and cling to you. Grant us success in our secular works and undertakings that are in accordance with your will for the kingdom. Help the church to be the cornerstone of our life and our spiritual home. Grant us to find our true identity there, and help us not to feel sorry for ourselves, for the times when our prayers haven't been answered the way we wish, or not to feel sorry for the way that people sin against us, not to feel sorry for ourselves and dwell on things, but to be loving and forgiving, as you have forgiven us in Christ. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. And I know that's hard, especially that last part. But it's important that we have the joy that comes from knowing that God is working powerfully in us and through us. Let us sing a hymn of praise to our God. Alleluia. A canticle from the book of Daniel is our next prayer. Let all creatures praise the Lord, and we praise the Lord on behalf of all creation, just as Noah did in our reading with the sacrifice yesterday. Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages. Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever. Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever. Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us sing a hymn of praise to our God. Alleluia. In honor of Mary's gifts, we thank you and we praise you. Mary, please intercede for us for what we need most. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us sing a hymn of praise to our God. Alleluia. Praise the Lord for his infinite greatness. Alleluia. And the great prayer of praise. Psalm 150. Let mind and heart be in your song. This is to glorify God with your whole self. Heraclitus. Praise God in his holy place. Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness. Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet. Praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes. O praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Praise him. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, and of all created things, you make your just ones holy, and you justify sinners who confess your holy name. Save us now. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God our Father, make us know your love. Make us free from sorrow and self-pity. Make us remember what you've done for us and know you more deeply for your beauty and goodness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Praise the Lord for his infinite greatness. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 9, 1 through 17. God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. The fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every bird of the air, upon everything that creeps on the ground, and all the fish of the sea. Into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives shall be food for you. And as I gave you the green plants, I give you everything. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood in it. For your lifeblood, I will surely require a reckoning. Of every beast I will require it, and of man, and every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds the blood of man, by man his blood shall be shed. For God made man in his own image. And you, to be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly on the earth and multiply in it. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, and as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you. For all future generations, I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will look upon it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. God said to Noah, This is the sign of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. Responsory prayer. We give you thanks, O God, as we call upon your name. We give you thanks, O God, as we call upon your name. We cry aloud how marvelous you are as we call upon your name. The Lord your God is the God of gods, the great God, mighty and awesome. He has no favorites and accepts no bribes. You will listen to the lowly as well as the great and have no fear of any man, for judgment belongs to God. He has no favorites and accepts no bribes. Now let us read from, so the liturgy offers you the option of reading semi-continuously through a work of one of the church fathers. And so in place of a homily for today, semi-continuously means that we try to begin the work in the beginning and we read as much as we can semi to the end. So let's go ahead and we'll start at the beginning. A reading from the letter of the Church of Rome, the letter of St. Clement the Great of Rome to the Church at Corinth from the first century, from the 100s AD. The Church of God, which sojourns at Rome, to the church of God sojourning at Corinth, to them that are called and sanctified by the will of God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace upon you and peace from Almighty God through Jesus Christ be multiplied. Owing, dear brethren, to the sudden and successive calamitous events, basically the exceedingly distressing events which have happened to ourselves, we feel that we have been somewhat tardy in turning our attention to the points respecting which you consulted us, and especially to that shameful and detestable sedition, utterly abhorrent to the elect of God, which a few rash and self-confident persons have kindled to such a pitch of frenzy that your venerable and illustrious name, worthy to be universally loved, has suffered grievous injury. For whoever dwelt even for a short time among you and did not find your faith to be as fruitful as of virtue as it was firmly established, who did not admire the sobriety and the moderation of your godliness in Christ, who did not proclaim the magnificence of your habitual hospitality, and who did not rejoice over the perfect and well-grounded knowledge, your perfect and well-grounded knowledge. For you did all things without respect of persons, basically without prejudice of persons, and walked in the commandments of God, being obedient to those who had the rule over you, or who presided over you, and giving all fitting honor to the presbyters among you. You enjoined young men to be of sober and serious mind. You instructed your wives to do all things with a blameless, becoming, and pure conscience, loving their husbands as is duly honor-bound, as is duly duty-bound, and you taught them that, living in the rule of obedience, they should rule their household affairs becomingly, and in every respect be marked by discretion. Moreover, you were all distinguished by humility, and were in no respect puffed up with pride, but yielded obedience rather than distorted it, than extorted it, and were more willing to give than to receive, content with the provision which God had made for you, and carefully attending to his words. You were inwardly filled with his doctrine, and his sufferings were before your eyes. Thus a profound and abundant peace was given to you all, and you had an insatiable desire for doing good, while a full outpouring of the Holy Spirit was upon you all. Full of holy designs, you did with true earnestness of mind and godly confidence stretch forth your hands to God Almighty, beseeching him to be merciful unto you all. If you had been guilty of any involuntary transgression, day and night you were anxious for the whole brotherhood, that the number of God's elect might be saved with mercy and a good conscience. You were sincere and uncorrupted, and forgetful of injuries between one another. Every kind of faction and schism was abominable in your sight. You moaned over the transgressions of your neighbors. Their deficiencies you deemed your own. You never grudged any act of kindness, being ready for every good work. Adorned by a thoroughly virtuous and religious life, you did all things in the fear of God. The commandments and ordinances of the Lord were written upon the tablets of your heart, of your hearts. Every kind of honor and happiness was bestowed upon you, and then was fulfilled what is written, "My beloved ate and drank and was enlarged and became fat and kicked." Deuteronomy. Hence flowed emulation and envy, strife and sedition, persecution and disorder, war and captivity, so the worthless rose up against the honored, those of no reputation against such as were renowned, the foolish against the wise, the young against those advanced in years. For this reason, righteousness and peace have now far departed from you, inasmuch as everyone abandons the fear of God and has become blind in his faith, neither walks in the ordinances of his appointment, nor acts as part becoming a Christian, but walks after his own wicked lusts, resuming the practice of an unrighteous and ungodly envy by which death itself entered the world. So, having heard that as our homily for today, from St. Clement of Rome's reading from tradition, or great reading, great example of tradition, let's go forward with morning prayer, which has the Canticle of Zechariah. The disciples came to see where Jesus lived, and all that day they stayed with him. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The disciples came to see where Jesus lived, and all that day they stayed with him. Let us give thanks to our Savior, who came into this world as God's presence among us. Let us call upon him. Christ, King of glory, be our light and our joy. Lord Jesus, you are the rising sun, the first fruits of the future resurrection. Grant that we may not sit in the shadow of death, but walk in the light of life. Show us your goodness, present in every creature, that we may contemplate your glory everywhere. Do not allow us to be overcome by evil today, but grant that we may overcome evil through the power of good. You were baptized in the Jordan and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Grant that we may this day give thanks to your Holy Spirit. As the day draws to a beginning, Son of Justice, we invoke your name upon the whole human race, so that all men may enjoy your never-failing light. Preserve the covenant which you have ratified in your own blood. Cleanse and sanctify your church. Remember your assembly, Lord, your dwelling place. Guide travelers along the path of peace and prosperity, so that they may reach their destinations in safety and joy. Purify the souls of the dead Christians and those in purgatory, Lord. Grant them your favor and the gift of eternal glory. Let us now gather together our prayers into one with the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father of heaven and earth, hear our prayers and show us the way to peace in the world. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.